I thinking, you guys? You're supposed to do your wrap up. I'm sorry, the night got away from me. How was Lollapalooza? You were both there, Andrea and I, and Esmeralda. You didn't go either, right?
No.
I went. And so I didn't realize, Andrea, you were mentioning some people are saying it was great. Other people are asking if it's sustainable.
So I have most of my cousins usually go. They went this year and I had half say it was awesome. It was great. It was the best ever. Bruno Mars just put on the greatest show. Jack White. Awesome. 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 And then a couple other people I talked to said the attendance wasn't, you know, what it was the past couple of years. It just was kind of down. It was super hot, you know.
Really?
And maybe, I don't know, maybe.
But there were years that it rained and it was like muddy and sloppy. All right.
So just
gentlemen.
I'm curious what the guys thought.
All right. Michael, you take it away because you covered this for the station with sound sessions and interviews.
Yes. Yes. It was a really interesting festival. This is my, I think, fourth year going. So I've had a limited amount of time spent with Lollapalooza. Obviously, everybody from the suburbs and their moms and dads are all going to be there. Lots of interesting artists.
Yeah, I was called dad three times.
You were not.
No.
I was.
Were you really? No.
That would have been great. Not this year.
No. Maybe next year, Paul. I walked around with Paul pretending to be my dad, actually.
That was pretty awesome.
Did that get weird?
Yeah, it got a little bit weird. It was, you know, but the thing is that I found really interesting was that a lot of the artists and the journalists are today, especially music journalists, are saying that it's not rock-based anymore. We miss the days when it used to be really heavily rock-based where people would come in with their guitars, but that's not the kind of music that people are listening to these days, and it's definitely not the kind of people who they're trying to sell the tickets to. So you'd see a lot more EDM artists or pop music artists like The Weeknd or Bruno Mars. Or
hey, Paul, what's an EDM artist?
Electric dance music.
Okay, I'm sorry. Right. Go ahead,
electronica.
Okay. Yes. Carry on. I'm sorry.
Electronic dance music. So you'd see a lot of those stages. There's Perry's stage. Perry Farrell.
Perry Farrell.
Yes. Yes.
Jane's Addiction.
Yes.
No. Nope.
Jane's Addiction, one of the first bands that was at Lollapalooza.
Yes.
Now can't
the founder.
Even. Yeah, the founder can't even get his own band on the set list these days.
Well, they were there too. They were there last year. I saw that they did Jane's Addiction. They did the whole album. Yeah.
I think you were the only person in that audience, Paul.
I saw REO Speedwagon one time.
It was lightly attended, but I heard from Jim Ryan that Bruno Mars on Friday was the most crowded he's ever seen for any show, including The Killers last year or 2 years ago when that was the hugest. But I agree with you. The other shows, and I saw the pictures you had, was a lot lower than... And last year, Chance the Rapper was pretty crowded, too.
Chance the Rapper. Okay, so I saw Paul McCartney a few years ago.
Yeah,
I thought that was pretty heavily intense. Chance the Rapper blew that. It doubled it almost.
Yes.
I remember Chance the Rapper had so many people come. When you would get your tickets, he had his own guest list spot for how many people that he had.
No. Yeah,
so
it was packed in that area.
Did you guys see Post Malone?
I heard it was packed for that, too.
Yeah, I had seen pictures.
Packed for Post Malone. That's another artist who just...
LL Cool J's was pretty crowded too for a daytime spot.
Yeah, LL was big as well.
I saw that.
See, and I heard now.
You know LL Cool J, Patty.
Was he the one that was on Law and Order?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
No? Which one was?
Ice Cube, right?
That's Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Ice-T.
LL Cool J was on.
Was he in that shark movie with.
America's Got Talent.
Okay.
He was
just kidding.
He was in that shark movie.
Home Improvement.
He was in Deep Blue Sea.
Deep Blue Sea.
Going Back to Cali.
Yes.
Going Back to Cali. I'm going to Knock You Out.
Oh, I know that song.
Knock You Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with.
Did you see his performance?
Yeah, I saw LL Cool J's. There was a lot of, it was cool. It was cool. It was like nostalgic. Everyone like in my demographic was there. Some of them with their kids.
Yeah.
But I agree with what Michael said a lot. This is the first year that I didn't know. I've gone to Lolla over 10 times. It's like the one trip. I used to love Lollapalooza. It's a great weekend. And it's great to see bands that you've heard of. But this time I hadn't heard of almost 75% of the bands, and it was really weird. And I'm kind of on top of music scene.
But did you enjoy the performances?
I enjoyed the performances I saw. A lot of bands were ending before their times, so like I would schedule. I'm like, all right, I'll catch the last 15 minutes, and you'd show up, and they were done like really early.
And the way the stages are set up, is there any bleed from like one stage, or is it
a little bit?
Pretty
but
well,
not only for like the softer sounding bands, but like. Okay. The only time when Paul McCartney played. Who was he playing against, Michael, on the other side? Was it like Arcade Fire or someone crazy?
No, he was playing against an EDM artist. I think if it wasn't Cascade, it was another huge...
And you could hear it during his set a little bit.
And he actually made mention of it on stage. Yeah. I think that was about 3 years ago.
But that's only like softer stuff that would... be affected.
That bleeds through.
By the way, LL Cool J is on NCIS, so he is on a procedural show right now.
Ice-T was on Law and Order.
Okay, getting your rappers mixed up.
Yes, I was getting my rappers mixed up. Which one's married to the blonde woman and they had the reality show?
Ice-T.
Okay. I was just wondering. That's all.
And also, LL Cool J hosts a lot of events, too. Okay. I've seen him on that.
He's very charismatic.
Yeah. I like him. He licks his lips a lot.
So do I. I chew my lips. But no one needed to know that. I apologize, everyone involved. Esmeralda, yes, go ahead.
The after parties were really good, too.
Michael and I went to after parties?
Yeah, there's an after show. Greta Van Fleet played, and then Jack White played it at Metro from the White Stripes.
Cool.
I didn't go to that. Metro. But
Mike, did you have more fun at the after parties than you did at Lala?
The cool thing about the after parties is for bands that can't really take on that kind of open air festival sound, the after parties are great because you see your favorite bands in the smallest venues with your best buddies right next to you. So it's a great
can
great
you
time to
can you just go and get in?
No,
the tickets sold out
they
a
sell
long
out
time.
So like fast. With
the, Jack White's tickets sold out in 10 minutes at the Metro, and he played 3 hours, and he said it was like the best night of his life. And anyone that went to that show, you take your phones when you walk in, so everyone. So you can't take pictures, selfies.
What do you do with the phones?
They just put them in those pouches.
Oh, I hate that so much.
But everyone that did experience it was upset about it. But my friends who did, they're like, actually, it made the experience way better.
Well, that's true, because you're focused on the music and the performance instead of like zooming in and taking pictures. Yeah,
exactly.
I'd rather zoom in.
But they probably come out green anyway, right?
What constitutes a band that can't take on the outdoor festival? Is it just the sound or the...
So in my opinion, yeah, it is exactly. It's the sound. So if you're seeing a rock band like this Greta Van Fleet, who is basically Led Zeppelin reincarnate as 19-year-olds, they can't... Their sound doesn't really quantify the kind of, you know, visceral rock and roll that you want, that you'd find in a small club. So when I heard it was just lost in everyone talking and smoking, and I was like, this is... I can't get the same kind of feeling, because it was just the power of the speakers can't get into your face. However, Riot Fest uses a specific type of speaker that kind of centers in on the audience, and they can bring the rock to it.
That's so. What I was going
to
ask.
I've been to Riot Fest.
Oh, yeah. So
really?
I was wondering if the equipment...
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Would you go back?
If I liked a band. I think Riot Fest has some really good bands lately. I saw Joan Jett there.
Oh,
a few years ago, with Stephanie.
As you've been to Riot Fest too, right?
I haven't. I always do see the lineup, and I'm more inclined to want to go to Riot Fest.
Yeah,
than Lollapalooza.
They have good bands.
Interesting.
Not that Lala doesn't, but
Lollapalooza. Yeah, it's a different style. Like I think Riot Fest has been recognized as getting more and more getting better every year, while a lot of people complain about the Lollapalooza lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Riot Fest is what Lollapalooza used to be, so they just kind of flip-flopped in that way. And you can see a lot of great artists: Elvis Costello, Incubus, Young the Giant, Interpol, Blondie, Alkaline Trio,
Blondie.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
What? Oh, yeah. Jerry Lee Lewis?
Yeah.
He was supposed to be at a festival when I was a kid. He never showed up. We waited for like an hour and a half outside. No.
Great balls of fire.
Yeah.
We need to take a break. I'm trying to think of other festivals I've gone to, but I'm a lot of music I'm trying to see at a festival. I was at the Show Me Festival in Missouri. I saw Train.
There you go.
I almost jumped into a truck with that.
I like the face you make. We're like, I saw Train. Like,
I saw Train.
All right, you win.
I saw
it's
Train.
Not a contest.
Right. I saw Train.
Give us a call. Tell us something good. What's making you smile tonight? What makes you happy? 312-981-7200. We'd love to hear from you. More in a moment on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darles when we come back on 720 WGN.